Okay, we're talking about Delta Airlines had these Diet Coke napkins that you could actually write your phone number down on and give it somebody. They called it, was it the plane crush? It said for your plane crush. So you could do that if you wanted to. And they encourage you to, you know, go old school. Now, if you want to see them, and they're pretty cool looking, I think. It's kind of funny. 248-398-WCSX, the keyword is?
Napkin.
Yeah. Aaron's not down with this.
No.
Well, my point is, like, you don't have to do it. I don't know why people were flipping out. Like, well, just don't write anything on it.
But that's, it's not that you, it's not the issue of you writing your number on it and giving it to someone. It's unsolicited phone numbers from some creepy guy that's been on the plane staring at you for 4 hours.
Why creepy that does that on a plane?
Because,
it could be a nice guy. If Liam Hemsworth came up to you and took a shirt off and said, here's my phone number.
No. Trust me, when you're on an international flight for 12 hours and you feel like somebody's watching you for six of that 12 hours, it's creepy.
Okay. You mean like perching over the seat and staring at you?
Something like that, yeah.
Okay. All right. So, but we're talking about pickup lines because of this, because this is another way to get someone's phone number. We've been sharing some of our lines. And 248-398-WCSX, our producer Ryan, of course, the master of pickup lines, was sharing with us that the best way he got to meet girls was because of what?
I got my nipples pierced, and that was the...
No, senor, exactly.
I got my nipples pierced. No, keep going. Explain this to us.
Yep.
How does this work into... You getting your nipples pierced means that you're going to meet women.
I was living in East Lansing, got my nipples pierced in Wisconsin, came back. I didn't go to Wisconsin to get them pierced. I was just there.
Okay.
But I came back to East Lansing, and that weekend, anytime I said I had them pierced or my buddies told girls I had them pierced, immediately wanted to see them, and then I had them roped in right from there. It was like the ultimate, turn on or whatever for them, but they loved it. But I, girls would show me their rings, their piercing.
Is this true?
That's what happened. No, seriously, that's what happens when you're like 18, 19 years old.
Do you still have your nipples pierced?
No.
I can't believe we're having this conversation.
Sad story about I was sleeping one night after a night of drinking and it got bought.
Oh,
it was ripped off.
I knew that was coming.
Oh, really?
Ow, you just made me hurt.
Oh, man. So
that's why, yeah.
You lost the nipple ring.
That's why I always look like I'm cold because of all the scar tissue on that side.
It does look like some mornings he's smuggling raisins. It really does.
We find out more and more about him, and it's terrifying.
Yeah, some mornings he hangs his keys off him. It's just crazy, man. All right, well, thanks for sharing that information about how to meet somebody. Get your nipples pierced.
I'm telling you.
No, thank you.
I think we can get on Fox 2 with them and give some put us on the 9. Maybe we'll get on the couch.
Dating tips with producer Ryan.
Right. Nothing says Valentine's Day like nipple piercing with producer Ryan. Good God. Hey, Jeff, good morning.
Hey, how you doing today?
We're good. Do you have a pickup line story?
Well, I don't know if it's a pickup line, but, you know, girls wonder about it, and then they think it's pretty cute. It's, hey, sweetheart, I like the way your butt rolls off your back.
Wow.
They wonder, and then they go, oh, wow, that's cute. Thanks.
That's so romantic. Oh, my gosh. No.
Oh, it is. It is, man. It's a new line, man. I thought, wow, I see some girl in Ann Arbor, and I look at her and go, wow.
Yeah, that's borderline sexual harassment. Just saying.
Yeah, so one more time. What's the line? It's a little bit,
but the way you say it, they wonder.
One more time. What's the line?
Hey, sweetheart, I like the way your butt rolls off your back. Because your butt rolls off.
No, we understand. You don't have to explain it. No, we got it, Jeff. Well, no, we got it. We got it. All right. Thanks, Jeff.
All right.
Thanks. Thanks a lot, Jeff. Wow, that was an informative segment. Coming up next, Paw Patrol tickets for the family after nipple talk. Which member of Paw Patrol do you think has their nipples pierced?
None of them. Stop it. You're making it
creepy.
Stop.
No, you sure?
Stop.
Come on. Could be.